Wake up. Wake up. Life is not intended to be lived like while we operate on autopilot. The more advanced we become, the more we are removed from each other. While we marvel at the wonders of technology, we long for the experience of intimacy. We have become so advanced that we've forgotten how to be grounded in intimacy on a person-to-person basis. Technology is partly to blame, yes, of course. Our technological advance is intended to free us up, to provide more leisure time, has created other undesired or unexpected outcomes. This free time has only served to deepen our fears and create new distance between us. We may tweet, we may Facebook, we may Instagram, but it's hard to shake a hand through a tweet. A Facebook hug is not the same. An Instagram feeling of warmth is missing you. It's time to turn off autopilot. Our fears are becoming greater and larger, and our fears are based in our human nature. Well, at the same time, our intimacy, closeness, and relatedness is from God. It's what our spiritual nature is grounded in. The way in which we relate to each other is grounded in spirit. That's why the scripture says where two or more are gathered. It's time to turn off autopilot and wake up and truly live our lives. When it comes to fear of rejection, it's time to wake up. When it comes to your self-doubt, it's time to wake up. When it comes to thinking that you are not the one or that you can't do it, you know what time it is. It's time to wake up. The perception that these things contain and constrain you, that perception is only an illusion. A young man who most recently made a great deal of money just by talking to people and taking pictures has written a book. He talks about how he started out just taking pictures of everyday people around New York City. It started as an internet project where he posted these pictures. Soon his following grew and expanded beyond his imagination. Ultimately, he started to put the stories together with his pictures and wound up publishing a New York Times bestseller, Humans of New York, by Brandon Stanton. In a lecture that Stanton gave recently, it was interesting to hear his story. He's not only a down-to-earth guy, he presented someone like you would have coffee with or go to dinner with. He shared his motivation that gets him started every day. He admitted that he has a fear of people. He's afraid of talking to people. He openly shared that each picture and interview requires him to face his fear. His daily goal is to break through that fear and prove to himself, if no one else, that he can overcome that battle. He made the point clear that the fear doesn't go away. It's something he wakes up with every day. It's time for you to wake up. There's precious little time in this life for you to spend it asleep, for you to spend your life on autopilot, to remain in life unengaged, is to occupy a space that so many others who have gone before you would love to occupy. They would love to be in your place. Your daily opportunity for waking up and breaking through awaits. And yes, it is a daily opportunity. How long are you willing to tolerate your mediocre life? Now, no matter what your life is like, it's mediocre in terms of the never-ending, overly abundant, prosperous life that God has designed for you. Yes, there's always more. And I'm not talking about the material. I'm not talking about things. What I'm talking about is the full expression of the greatness that God has called for you to express. It's time to stop sleepwalking and pretending that it's all handled. It's all handled when we turn it over to God and we know that God is handling everything, because the relief, the ease, and the expansion in our lives becomes powerfully present. The hard part is for us to wake up and realize that we can give up the pain, we can give up the suffering, we can give up the fear, we can give up the rejection. That's the wake up, waking up from the illusion that these things are real, waking up from the illusion that we have no choice in the matter. That's what there is to wake up from. Because those things are not part of our spiritual design. Those things are part of our human design. And when we wake up to our spiritual selves, we realize that is the space of true freedom from God. And yes, that's the way it really is. God bless.